Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And
what
a show we have for you today. What was that?
I said, what'd you say?
You waiting for me to slip. I said Fox Sports Radio.
Okay.
I will not slip. You want to bet?
Nah.
You already owe me a wing dinner. You know that, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We don't have time for all that.
Because I know it pains you every time I say it.
Okay. Let's just
Tampa Bay made the playoffs.
I'll gladly pay you those wings when we get to the Super Bowl. So
you better hope. If they make the Super Bowl,
if they don't.
Two pair of Jordans.
Yeah, and if they don't, it's going to be something. But anyway, go ahead. Let's get started.
Knowing I just got you some really expensive Jordan-level
sneakers. Did you use
a
coupon on
Christmas?
Those?
No.
I saw the price. They were expensive.
Yes. Hey, so I think that really should absolve me of our
That was a Christmas gift. You know, what are you talking about?
All right. Well, anyway, here we go. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. We got 3 hours of fun for you today. There's NFL. There's college football. There's NBA. It's so much to talk about. And let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew to get things started. We have Iowa Sam in for DJ Alex Tyshirt on
you
the
You guys
ones
grew up in the same
the
neighborhood, right? In Iowa, you and
hey,
Sam, right?
Don't knock Iowa.
Chris was my
don't
neighbor.
Don't knock Iowa, boy.
He just doesn't remember.
I had two
you
good
know what?
Years in Iowa. Two and a half. I enjoyed my time there.
Chris, what you don't know is Iowa Sam said, yes, how could he not forget you? You were the only black person he ever met in Iowa. So.
You know it's funny. Because you know how many black people, you've met several black people from Iowa at Fox Sports. You know that.
Yes.
You're baffled. You're amazed.
Hey, Iowa Sam?
Yes.
I have a foolproof test on how to figure out if there are any black people in town.
Oh, is that for me? Is that
you
like a questionnaire or something?
You got Iowa Sam nervous.
You
now.
And Chris. Oh. No. You
don't
have to say anything.
Bait him into saying
I'm not baiting him to say anything.
Next thing you know, it'll be articles about Iowa Sam.
Sam, right. Racist.
This or that.
Racist oh, no. engineer. No, right, not you.
I would hope not. All right.
No, not at all, Iowa Sam. I'm just saying, I would just go to the nearest McDonald's. If there are no black people working there, there are no black people in town.
Well, I would say that you'd be wrong.
I was
there,
waiting for
I grew
no.
up in diversity.
That, Alex no, but that hit you with the everything's not funny.
No, but I'm just saying.
You
that's
know
my,
who's from Iowa?
That's
remember
my
Roger
test.
Craig? Remember Roger Craig,
yes.
the great running back from Iowa?
Really?
Yes. And you remember Ricky Davis? Now you would never guess Ricky Davis was from.
No,
Iowa. Remember
he
the
was a brother.
For the
he was a real brother.
Yeah, he was from Iowa.
You guys know David Johnson from the Houston Texans? He's
yeah.
from Clinton, Iowa.
Yes, yes.
How about that?
See?
How about
See?
That, Rob?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
Had a nice
I stand,
year or two in the league.
I,
got paid
I stand down.
Big time, so he's still in the league. But anyway.
That, and there are no Popeyes restaurants in Iowa, so that's
I think we have one.
I told you one of the girls in TLC was born in Iowa.
Oh.
There you have it.
I'm telling you, Rob, they got soul up in Iowa. I brought the soul, yes. Anyway. We have Ralph Irvin on the updates, my man, another member of Broussard's Brigade. So great to have him on
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, he's slumming
tonight.
Too, like Brian Fenley. Very
I'm
nice.
I'm just saying. I'm just reporting. All right, and we got our man, Ryan Bershinger, in the producer's role.
And I will
for
not
Rob
mention
G.
Ryan's girlfriend anymore.
I think Rob's got a crush on Ryan's girlfriend.
It was very
my
nice.
Goodness.
She really
is this
appreciated
the second
it.
Time
did she?
You've yes.
No, Ryan, was she mad or
Ryan.
No?
No, she was
Ryan.
Very flattered. She Ryan. Really appreciated it. Yeah.
Just keep Rob away from her.
I will.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to go near her.
Nice.
I just, Chris, you saw the picture. Did you
she
see her?
She was nice looking. Yeah,
very
yeah.
nice.
I told him. I sent him a text. I didn't go.
I
all
saw
up on
it.
The airwaves.
Okay,
and,
I'm just
you know
saying.
What I'm
Ryan is a compliment.
Here.
That's all.
Yes, thank you.
I'm not doing
Alex
like a Brett. You remember Brett Musburger?
Stuff.
You remember the Brett Musburger with the Alabama quarterback and he was gawking over his girlfriend and they
yeah,
kept showing her? That was over the top.
That
was bad.
Over the top.
Right.
That was
right.
crazy. All right,
but
anyway.
Hey, one other thing, Chris. Don't forget today is a Trash Talking Tuesday.
That is right.
That's
you will
right.
be able to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports, including even Rob Park, if you like.
Rob Parker.
In the last hour of the show, you get about 30 to 40 seconds to do your thing, trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. All right, Rob, let's get it going. COVID, as we heard Ralph Irvin say at the top of the hour, is wreaking havoc on the sports world right now. Right? Ohio State has several cases. They're talking about now, you know, the officials have denied it. They said right now they're gonna play the championship game next Monday, January 11th. But there have been reports that they're potentially the game could be pushed back to January 18th because of COVID. Then you got Kevin Durant, who had COVID already, I think it was in May.
And he just had a contact, right?
Yeah, with somebody. Just part of the contact tracing. He's out a week. And the Nets will be fine. But they're struggling right now. They're 3-4, and he's going to miss four games. So, it's you know, they're going to probably lose at least two of those games, maybe.
I ain't worried about that. It's early in the season.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, it's still they're going to make the playoffs, obviously. But just he's out for a week. And now the Cleveland Browns at just about the worst imaginable time. They have their head coach, Kevin Stefanski, with it. Two other assistant coaches. And a Pro Bowl guard, Joel Bitonia, has it.
And then they got, remember they had six players miss last week's game with it and three assistant coaches. And none of those guys are definites, the ones that missed last week for this game. They're hoping that Denzel Ward and a few others might be able to play, but they don't know. And so, Rob, look, I thought as much as I'd like to see the Browns win, because I'm from Cleveland.
I thought you were from Iowa. You just gave me this big spiel about Iowa.
I moved around a lot. What can I say?
I've moved around America.
Born in the South, raised in the Midwest. Now I'm in the East Coast. You know I've been out there on the West Coast. I've been all over America. That's right. But anyway, I thought Cleveland was going to probably lose anyway. But now I think I'd be shocked if they won this game.
I don't know. I'm not counting them out yet. Pittsburgh, we've seen the ugly and the bad Pittsburgh as well. So I'm not so – I know what the spread is and whatnot and Vegas and what they're trying
– six now, I think.
Yeah, what they're trying to do is get you to – you know, to – Vegas, it's not about who they think's going to win. They need to make a line where they can get people to bet – an equal amount of money, Chris. You know what I mean? Because they win no matter what.
Right.
If they bet, they don't want it to be one-sided. If it's one-sided and then they lose, they get taken to the cleaners. But if it's a good enough spread to get enough action on both sides, they're going to win regardless. But it's unfortunate, but this is where we are in the COVID world. You know, we just don't know. The NFL kind of got through it. You know, there's no bubble for the playoffs. Baseball did kind of like a mini bubble, Chris, where they just had a couple of sites where they played the games, right? The playoff games.
Right.
And
right.
It wasn't until the last game of the World Series that Justin Turner came down with it, where he tested positive. Baseball was lucky and didn't have any of that. But the NFL, this is scary now. And if you're the Browns, Chris, and if you're these other teams, you got to be petrified. Seriously. What if Tom Brady gets it? You know what I mean? Seriously. Or Aaron Rodgers or Aaron Jones or Pat Devontae Mahomes. Adams or Patrick Mahomes.
You're right.
I'm serious. Like,
you would hate to see
your team
the
not
playoffs
get, play
decided.
Right.
But you know what? It is what it is. If it happens, it happens. And I don't want to hear any crying. I mean, seriously, look, you know my picks, Kansas City and Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl. You got the Baltimore, New Orleans. If one of those four quarterbacks is out, it is what it is in 2020. You got to treat it like an injury. It'd be like if Tom Brady were out with a back injury or whatever.
Or anything.
See it, but I'm just saying, like, in this strange year, you can't cry about it. Now, I would love if they could somehow postpone a game and, you know, until the team got healthy, but you just can't do that. You can do that with this college championship game, but you can't do it with NFL playoffs.
You only got two teams and you could push it back and you know what I mean? But you can't do it with the NFL because here's the problem. If you push the Browns Steelers game back, right? Then the other team who wins in the other game, they'd have to wait around. And then what happens, Chris, if you push it back 4 days and then eight other players get it
exactly.
Then? Now what?
Exactly.
Now, right? And it's not
you
fair
just can't do it.
To have the other team be inactive waiting around. So the games have to go on unless you don't have enough players to field a team, which I doubt it would spread like that, but you know what I'm saying. That's the only way.
Well, if that happened,
you would have
and consider what you said. Well, would it be a forfeit?
No, I doubt it.
I guess they'd play, but I mean,
yeah,
you know, I mean, you throw the schedule into a shambles.
No, you couldn't do it because the longer you have other teams waiting, other teams could get it. I mean, it's just too much.
It affects the whole conference.
Exactly.
So you know, and even the
really
Super
can't
Bowl,
do it.
Potentially. Yeah. So this is where you wonder, and Lamar Jackson had it, you know, earlier in the season, missed the game. They lost to Pittsburgh. But you wonder, are they better off? Remember, Baltimore went through their scare, right? And, you know, they several guys had it. They missed some games.
Yeah.
But now.
Remember RG3 started, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it looked horrific.
Right, and they lost that game. Yeah, it was mind-boggling, to be honest. We know that.
But that's my point. But here's the thing. I just mentioned Kevin Durant. He had it, and yet he has to sit out a week. Now, obviously, maybe the leagues will have different rules, but we don't know for certain. Most people, you know, it seems like you can't get it twice, right? But we don't know that for sure. So I guess that's why they're saying that Kevin Durant has to sit out.
Yeah.
So I would think a Lamar Jackson couldn't get it again and they'd be better off. He's got the antibodies, but who knows?
Yeah, it would be something. The bottom line is, so you're counting the Browns out?
Well,
I wonder if other people are counting the Browns out.
I'm not saying they absolutely have zero chance, but yes, I'm picking the Steelers. This is, I mean,
I'm not there
yet. Stefanski did a great job. They're missing several starters. I mean, most likely. We'll see. Maybe, you know, some of these other guys can come back. But, and then it's other head coaches you're missing. So, I'm not saying they don't have a shot, but I definitely. Who do you think you got to understand why Pittsburgh's favorite?
No, I get that. But I still would pick Cleveland over Pittsburgh. I don't believe. I've been down on Pittsburgh all year, Chris. And, I still don't feel good about them. I know they finished with a loss when they didn't play anybody and they won the big game against the Colts, which was, you know, they were down big in the first half and they came back and won that game. So I get all that. But
they almost beat Cleveland with Mason Rudolph.
But they didn't beat them. And you could say almost woulda, coulda, shoulda. You know, it's like being almost pregnant.
Yeah, but you just
pregnant.
Poo-pooed
no
their win over Indianapolis because they were down
they
big
won
in the first half. But
I said they won. All right. But, you know, they were down big. I'm just not feeling Pittsburgh.
Poo-poo. I hear you. I don't think they're a threat to get to the Super Bowl. But
that team was 11-0, and nobody thought, Chris, that they were making a serious playoff run. Right?
Nah,
nobody.
And that's why I said, look, 12-4, if you had said at the beginning of the season – they were going to be 12-4.
12-4 in a non-factor in the postseason.
Right. And host a playoff game, you'd be thinking great season by the Steelers. Really. And I predicted they'd make the playoffs. Not everybody on this show did, but I did.
What? You know what?
I'm just saying.
You know what? Just keep talking. I got something for you. Keep talking.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, we are the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. Rob, we talked at the beginning of the show about how COVID was wrecking sports right now, and Kevin Durant has to sit out for a week just because of contact tracing, and he's going to miss four games. Well, right now, no Durant, no problem in Brooklyn. They're up 28-7 on Utah, obviously. Wow. A pretty good team in Brooklyn. Yeah, this is big. Kyrie is on fire. I think he's got 18 already, but at least
we 15. All know, Chris, the one thing about Kyrie, he's just a player. When he's healthy and he plays and just goes out there, am I right? That's why he was the number one pick after eight or nine games in college.
Yep.
We all know that one of the greatest finishers at the rim I've ever seen. Yep. He's incredible, and he's not afraid to take big shots. I like his game. I know he doesn't have to be conform. He's not your typical basketball player, Chris. You know what I mean? He's not.
Yep.
And that's okay. It's okay.
The dude is awesome. I mean, I think he's got the best handle ever in the NBA. He's one of the greatest finishers for a guard ever.
Am I right?
NBA,
yes.
At the rim. Like you said, he's got arguably, it's either the first or second biggest clutch shot in NBA history. I think that and Ray Allen's, you know, when they beat San Antonio in game six. So what more do you want? It would be great for his legacy if he and Kevin Durant, or he can get a ring, you know, without LeBron. But the dude, it's just ridiculous how good he is. So,
and I do want to say this before we get into our next topic. At the top of the next hour, we've got an announcement to make about a couple things going on. Look out for tomorrow on social media. So please stay tuned for that. That's 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific.
And also, Rob, in the third hour, it is what?
It's a Trash Talking Tuesday.
That's right. You will get to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports, including if you like The Odd Couple or one of us, however you want to do it. You don't have to. I can't imagine why you would trash us. But you can trash anyone or anything in the sports world. And just to show you how it's done, we're going to play a little snippet from Rob Parker. doing his trash talking Tuesday for Deadspin.com. Here he goes.
Today we're trashing the Michigan AD and the trustees of the football program. What are you guys, Meshuggahna? Meshuggahna means crazy in Yiddish. And the people at Michigan have to be crazy. Why in the world would you reward Jim Harbaugh, reportedly with a 5-year contract extension, after Michigan football had one of its worst seasons ever? Michigan's season was awful. It was 2-4 on the season, 0-3 at home. They lost 4 of their last 5 games. They lost to Indiana for the first time since 1987. They didn't play Ohio State because they were probably afraid. It was a total disaster. For sure, Jim Harbaugh's living a charmed life. We know he played quarterback at Michigan, but any other coach would have been run out of Ann Arbor with these results. No wonder Michigan only has one national championship since the Louisiana Purchase. Michigan isn't about winning. Otherwise, Jim Harbaugh would have been fired, not reportedly given a contract extension. It makes no sense. I'm Rob Parker, and that's my trash. Until next week.
There you go. Deadspin. Well, every Tuesday you get that on social media, Chris, you know, with the video. They do a nice job, the people at Deadspin.
Yes. The one thing I agree with you on is that was your trash.
Oh, that's all you agree with? You think Michigan should sign up to a 5-year contract? Anybody else, Chris, and you know this, would have been run out of Ann Arbor. 0-5 against Ohio State. They let Michigan State come in there this year. And Melvin Turner, their new coach, got a signature win the first time in Ann Arbor. There's a lot of things wrong with Michigan, and he came there to get them to the playoff, and it just hasn't happened yet, Chris, and it's been 6 years.
This was a mess this year. There's no doubt about it, but I would not, and I wouldn't expect Michigan to judge him off of a season like this. You're right. It was bad, and everybody had the same circumstances, so I'm not making an excuse, but I'm just saying I wouldn't expect a program to judge a guy off a 6-game pandemic type season. So he's got 1 year left on his deal. We know that in college, where you got to recruit these guys and they go for the coach. And if you've only got 1 year left, they don't know if you're going to be there, you know, for their career, then it's going to be tough to get top recruits. So that's why there's the extension. Here's where I don't have a problem with what Michigan is doing. Number one, sure, he hasn't been what he was expected to be.
He's getting paid to be a top coach, right? Right.
He's paid as a top, third or fourth highest,
right?
Yes, in the nation. The other guys at that level have all won national championships, or at least played for, right, in the top five. Played for the national championship, been in the playoff. He hasn't even gotten Michigan to the playoff. So his mom, his wife can't say he's lived up to expectations. So there's no doubt about that. However, Rob, he has had 4 finishes in the top 20 at Michigan, 3 in his 6 years, including this year, 3 in the top 15. And here's the thing. Michigan had only 1 top 15 finish in the previous 8 years before Harbaugh got there.
Chris, so that doesn't move me at all.
It might not move you, but it is what you said it in your rant. Michigan's got 1 national championship, period. And that one was mythical, as we all know. But was it 97, right?
97, right.
And it was mythical. And so Michigan is not Alabama. They are not Clemson. They are not Ohio State. They're in that next tier. And yeah, they want to win a championship, but they're relevant national. This year notwithstanding, he has brought them back to national relevancy.
Let me tell you
this,
Chris.
And here's my biggest thing, Rob, before you. Here's my biggest thing. If they were bringing him back at the same money or more, then I would be right there with you. I think it'd be ridiculous. he reportedly is getting less money, which he should. And we talked to Bruce Feldman about this. If it helps Harbaugh sleep at night to say, you know what, it's the pandemic, everybody's taking a pay cut, fine. But we all know that ain't it. You're getting a pay cut because you have not been up to snuff. You have not been a top five coach. You've not made us a top five program. So we're cutting your pay. But if they're cutting his pay, and I'm fine with all the incentives. You get us to the playoffs, you get $1 or $2 million more. You win a championship, you get $3 million more. Whatever. I'm fine with all the incentives. But as long as the base salary is significantly lower than what he was getting before, I'm all good with it.
If I'm Jim Harbaugh, I would feel like the school has no confidence in me. Because, Chris, my moles are telling me one of the incentives in his contract, if he wins a national championship, they'll give him a gazillion dollars. So I don't think that they even believe that Michigan has a shot.
Is that, I mean, obviously, because is it real, though, that
no,
you've
I'm
heard
just,
that it's
I'm
a
just,
it's a significant, okay.
I'm just playing. But my point is that they don't even, like they brought him there to be not just relevant, Chris, but to have a chance. That Michigan's a story program, I get it. He was supposed to be the guy to take them to the next level. The way that he brought the 49ers right from their dark ages after the Joe Montana and all that, Bill Walsh, and I get all that, but he was supposed to take them to the next level. Being a top 20 program, when you have all the players that come there, Chris, and the facilities and all that, that's a given. I mean, that's
well,
a given.
Like I said, top 15 one time in the 8 years before he got there.
But that's a given. I'm saying for him, he was supposed to do more. This guy played quarterback at Michigan. He was in the NFL for 14 years as a quarterback. I mean, this is a guy who should be able to attract really talented players. This year might be the first time he got a real, like a quarterback. He's had trouble recruiting quarterbacks. It's just been a disaster. And people who I've talked to, I mean, you know, Michigan people and fans who were excited about him, Chris, they want him gone. They were hoping that an NFL team would come and take him because they've been that disappointed. And here's the other part. The Lions did the same thing when Matt Millen was the GM. And, Chris, he was terrible. And after his first 5 years, the Fords gave him another five-year contract, which he didn't live out. I think he got fired after 8.5 years. They went 0-16, and that franchise was a mess. But just the optics of rewarding a guy a five-year, I get it, Chris. He can't come back as a lame duck with 1 year, but I would have given him a three-year deal, given him some money, given him some incentives. But this 5 years feels like they rewarded a guy who's let them down. That's what it feels like to me. I don't care what the money is,
but
and the incentives, because the incentives are good enough, Chris.
Pay cut.
Well, because it's not a real pay cut, because the incentives will be games enough so that he can make the money up to make him feel like he's earning it. There's no way he was making $8 million and now he's making $5 million. That is not the pay cut. I guarantee you.
What do you think it is?
Maybe $1 million off, $1.5 million. Yep, like that, Chris. And then, you know, if you win 6 games, you get $1 million. So then you're up to 7.
It
you know what I mean?
No, incentive 6 games. Come on.
Yep.
I've got no problem with an incentive laden contract.
Because it just makes you feel better by telling people, he's got to get incentives and he's got to win. You know what I mean? It's a PR way of doing it to make people feel good, not to feel like, oh man, this guy got the same money and the team is bad.
Well, if that's true, then you're right. That's some garbage. Because he has not lived up to what they expected. The pay cut should be a legit pay cut. And I'm fine with the incentives taking him up to $9-10 million a year, whatever. Because if he gets to the playoff, if he beats Ohio State, wins the Big Ten, wins the national championship, fine. We'll pay him. But if it's what you said, I mean, if it's stuff like 6-7 wins, then come on, it can't be that bad. It can't be that low, because you're right. It is just a PR stunt.
Right, to make people feel good.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But I got no issue with it. You know, 3 years wouldn't have been bad. But again, 3 years is not really a lot of time when you're talking about college football and players that are going to be there for 4 years. You know, so I don't have a problem with it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports college football reporter Bruce Feldman. Bruce, what's up, brother?
What's up, Bruce?
Well, hello, guys. How you doing tonight?
Doing good. Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year to you guys.
So we're watching, as I'm sure you are as well, the Heisman announcement, and everybody seems to think it's going to be Devontae Smith. Is that your feeling as well? And I don't know that this is some groundbreaking moment, but does it mean anything that a receiver will win if he wins it, that a receiver wins it, and he'll be only the third one in, what, the last 40 years or so?
Well, I know he got one vote. That's all I can say right now. One first place vote. You know, I don't know. You know, part of it I think had to do with his quarterback. Mac Jones was terrific, but so was his running back. It was a weird year. Obviously, it was a weird year anyway. But I just think it was such an odd season where Devontae, I felt like he was a candidate probably midway through the year. Remember Jalen Waddle, who's super dynamic, kick return guy, receiver. Once he got hurt, and Jalen Waddle may end up playing in the national title game Monday night, but he was out for, you know, half the year. All of a sudden now, instead of there being two guys to kind of really, on the outside, get all the attention in addition to Najee Harris, it all became Devontae. And he had an amazing catch against LSU in a touchdown and put up crazy numbers. And you know, people have heard his name for, you know, he caught the game winner when they beat in the national title game, when they beat Georgia when he was a freshman. So he's been known. But there was, in that receiver room that he was in, he's probably one of what will be four first-round picks. So it was just kind of an odd kind of emergence that he's had. I do think he's had the best season. He's the best player. I think he's the most deserving. I think, you know, one of the things was Trevor Lawrence missed a couple of games with COVID, and I think that, you know, probably diminished his chances just because he didn't have as many games there. And so you looked at it and you're like, okay, you know, I think he's the best player in Alabama. So, and they're the best offense. So he seemed like a pretty logical choice when you work it out that way. The fact that he's a receiver means, hey, you know what? I think it shouldn't always be a quarterback award, even though it defaults that for a lot of us as voters on this thing. But, you know, I think he's certainly deserving and been a really fun player to watch this year.
Bruce, you'll appreciate this. I'm from New York, and somehow Michigan has a 5-year extension on the table for Jim Harbaugh, and I think that they're mashugana to offer this guy a 5-year contract extension. For people who don't know, that's Yiddish for crazy fool, right? Crazy, something like that. But anyway, Bruce, supposedly Harbaugh's hemming and hawing, holding up, trying to see if some NFL team will throw him a line or a job. And so from what I'm hearing from Michigan people, no NFL team's really been interested. What are you hearing about him?
Yeah, similar. I mean, from everything I had heard, that there's a contract that he has that extends him through 2026. It's everything I've heard is that it's a very strong offer to him, and people are confident that he will end up going forward with it. You know,
is it less money, Bruce, than what he was making? Because he was what, fourth?
He's
highest
the third or fourth highest paid.
Yeah, I think it's a little less. From what I understand, it's a little less base salary pay. There are big incentives, but keep in mind, guys, it's like, you know, we obviously are coming out of a pandemic. There's going to be some, you would think, fiscal responsibility,
right,
on some level by some of these college coaching situations because of how these universities are being impacted. So, you know, if I am Jim Harbaugh and the NFL isn't a realistic option because his stock isn't as hot and maybe the Chargers aren't looking at him or the Jets aren't looking at him or whatever, you know, I could justify it to myself that, hey, you know, we're coming out of a pandemic. Never mind that I haven't beaten Ohio State yet, but I just think just from an ego standpoint, go, look,
it'll,
yeah, maybe they're not paying me as much,
right?
But yeah, but there's a lot of people who have taken pay cuts in the pandemic. So
can we raise our hands, Chris?
Right.
We took pay cuts.
I'm with
We're
you.
All raising
like,
our hands,
like,
Ben. Yeah.
Look,
yes.
I think it should be a pay cut because he hadn't been good enough, but you're right. If you're him, you can tell yourself, you can justify like, hey, it's the pandemic. That's why I'm not getting enough.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It ain't right. Because I stink.
Right.
Or because
right.
Michigan had its worst season since the Louisiana Purchase or whatever.
Well, so some bad. Of that, I mean, you know, like you could say, you know, this year, as write it off as a one-off. The issue is ultimately, though, he hasn't beaten Ohio State because he's been there. This is year six. He's had four top 20 finishes. It's not like he's been a disaster or anything like that. He just has not been able to beat his arch rival, and he hasn't done as well against his other arch rival, in that state, which quite honestly, like when he first took the job, Mark D'Antonio had it rolling with the Spartans, but they've struggled. And now, you know, Mel Tucker's, you know, had to rebuild that program and turn it around. And yet Michigan State whooped them last, you know, whatever, 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And so I think coupled with all that, and there's been some other ugly losses, I just think, you know, you got to figure out how are we going to get this thing over the top? Because it doesn't feel like they're any closer to that, you know, they certainly were than they were 3 years ago.
Bruce, Urban Meyer's name has been mentioned for, you know, a few of these NFL jobs. Should an NFL team, though, be concerned at all just with his history of walking away from programs? You know, he's at least claimed his health, and we do know that he's got, you know, has the cyst.
And he has one at least,
brain.
You know.
You know, I mean, should that be a concern for a team that, you know, he could just bail at any moment or, you know, or what?
I think it would be something they would have to vet, and I'm sure they've had to have that conversation. I mean, look, I did some sideline for Ohio State games. I distinctly remember one where there was a touchdown pass towards the Ohio State sideline in the corner of the end zone where he was pointing towards the open man, and then he's like 10 feet in front of me, and then he's down on his knees, and I'm buzzing into to my producer going, you got to put the camera on Urban. He's, you know, like, you're like, he's in agonizing pain.
Right.
And so I think that has got to be a concern for them. But if he ultimately decides, because it's not the first time that this health issue has surfaced with him, if he has decided, you know what, I feel like I'm in a good place and I can move forward and I'm comfortable moving forward, you know, it's like, I think that's part of the roll of the dice if you're hiring him, because there's, look, any coach is going to be a gamble, and he's going to be a gamble. Yes, he's won 3 national titles, but he's never coached an NFL game. He's never worked in there. It's a completely different deal, right? Steve Spurrier was a wildly successful college coach. It did not go great in the NFL.
Nick Saban.
In Miami.
Well, I'll give you a word. Like, one of Urban's mentors is Lou Holtz. Lou Holtz won a national title at Notre Dame. Lou Holtz was a disaster with the Jets.
He wound up quitting. He quit before the season was over.
Right. So there are plenty of examples of guys. Not everybody, you know, Pete Carroll coached in the NFL, as you guys know, before he went to USC, and then he had success. And Jimmy Johnson, it worked out great. It feels like there's less examples of it working out great than there are. So there's a gamble there. There's a gamble on the health front. But again, it's certainly his call. And if he feels like jumping into it, then they got to be confident in that. And, you know, if it's, again, like, I'm curious to see what he decides. Cause I always felt like, on one hand, he could see, you know what, I really want to know how I would do with this thing. I think I could do really well. On the other hand, you know, I know he really likes doing TV. I'm in those meetings with him, you know, not just on the show, and I know how committed he is to it. But the question is, you know, coaches have a hard time, you know, walking away and stopping. He's only in his mid-50s. So,
because, you know what, it's in their blood. All these guys who are on television, even if they're good, because John Gruden is the perfect example. John Gruden was making a boatload of money at ESPN, right? He had a good life, right? And he still went back to coaching.
That's what you would think. You'd think you'd be like, making millions.
but he had less stress. No pressure. He had less stress is what I'm saying.
Right. Well, I would say this too, even, you know, and I know you guys know the, you know, there's a comeback to what I'm about to say, but I really don't think the money is a big part of this. And I know everybody rolls their eyes when you hear that because it's right. It's always about the money. But I would say this, when Urban Meyer was at Ohio State, he was riding high. He had the chance to be like the highest paid coach in the Big Ten or the highest paid coach, you know, in some category. And he did not want that distinction. Now, it wasn't like anybody's taking up a collection for him. He's still making, you know, north of $6 million, I think, at that point. But I don't think it's going to be like, here, we're going to pay you generational wealth, because he's already there, right? And so I don't really think he's driven or wowed by money. I think it is more like what you guys just said. I mean, he's probably like eerily competitive, right? I see it with our show, how he's competitive with other shows. And so you put that in on the football field where he's, you know, you talk to guys who work for him and they're talking about it's 4th and inches, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, you know, and I'm not saying John Gruden's not competitive or some of the guys who are, you know, successful coaches turned TV analysts, but he is wildly competitive. And so that's the part that I also wonder, how does he handle it if he's not winning, right? I mean, everywhere he's been, he's won as a head coach. Well, you're going to take over a team if it's the Jacksonville Jaguars. No matter who you draft, they're probably not going to be very good for a while. And you don't get to have 25 fourth-round picks like you do in recruiting. And, you know, there's, like, it's hard to win NFL games, you know. It's
great,
like,
great stuff, Bruce. We appreciate it, man. We got to run. But thank you. That's our Fox Sports College football reporter, Bruce Feldman. Great job. Keep it locked.
Thank you, guys.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.